Hey, welcome to the Intentional Living Center again today as we continue a powerful discussion, interview with Mike and Becky Kankelfretz. You hear Mike in the morning. That'd be boring saying Mike in the morning, right?
Yeah, that's why we use Kankelfretz. Who cares about Mike?
In the morning.
Yeah.
And the people say, that can't be your real last name, is it?
Well, I have a story about behind that.
Okay, we'll get to that. So Kankelfretz in the morning, joining us here on Intentional Living with his lovely wife, Becky. And we've been talking about the backstory, really what goes on in the family and some of the opportunities and challenges they face as parents of a child with special needs, profoundly disabled 20-year-old daughter, Abby, who's here in the building. I just said hi to her and to your son, Sam. And so welcome back.
Thank you.
And people, if you missed yesterday's show, you got to go and listen to that to add on to what our discussion is today, because we're going to continue. Now, I was upstairs and I said hi to Abby and didn't really get a lot of response. What's your communication like with her? At what level are you able to communicate?
That's a challenge. It really is. You know, she smiles, she laughs, she cries. There's a communication device we're trying to learn.
She understands everything.
Oh, yeah, I think she does.
She definitely does. Mm. She understands everything. She has a communication device that we work with where she uses her ears to, the device reads choices to her. And then when it says the choice that she wants, she hits a button and then it says it. And so that's how we know. Like if we give her a choice, like, do you want to do, you know, do you want to watch Moana or do you want to watch Frozen? She can choose,
oh, really?
You know, and she understands everything, but communication can, you know, be an issue. I feel like I always explain for me, I feel like I understand her pretty well. Just like a mother understands their newborn, their baby, their infant. I feel like I'm like that with Abby. Like I kind of know what's going on. But she does have a delay when you talk to her.
The difficulty with the delay that Becky's talking about, and that is probably anybody that's suffered brain damage, which cerebral palsy, that's basically what we have, is lack of oxygen to the brain. And things are harder for them to do. Like even though this is a system where you have to hit a switch with your appendage to, you know, make a selection, that's hard for her.
Right.
Yeah.
That's hard
it's
work.
It's very difficult to, it's very, you can tell she's working really hard.
Yes.
And so you only get so much out of her and then she's like, I'm exhausted.
She's like, I'm done.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We got some callers who want to join in. Let's get Matt on the line. He's in Michigan. Hey, Matt, welcome to Intentional Living today.
Hi, Dr. Andy. Thanks for having me.
Go right ahead. What's your comment?
Good. Well, I feel very honored. I Kankelfretz and friends. I get to be one of the friends.
Yeah, that's right. You're a friend.
Well, I just wanted to give you a little backstory of my 6-year-old daughter, Marley. She's my wife and I's oldest child. She, about three years ago, was diagnosed with a rare genetic brain disorder. It's called GM1 gangliosidosis.
I'll take your word for it.
Wow.
Yeah, no cure. Her life expectancy is 5 to 10 years old. She's 6 currently. And so you had mentioned earlier kind of what is God teaching you while raising a special needs child. And just wanted to share kind of the things that God has taught me through this process. I mean, certainly there are days where just overcome with anger and confusion and, you know, don't really even spiritually feel totally non-existent. Like I don't want to talk about God today, but,
of course
there are times where God has really taught me how critical it is to live each day with gratitude. Like, there's certain scriptures he's brought to mind and impressed upon me about, like I owe everything to God. We as parents, we as human beings in general, we owe our very existence to God. And I know people can intellectually, you know, recognize that or acknowledge that at times, but I felt like it's really on a deep, heartfelt level for me.
Yeah.
It's been like, I owe you everything. Despite my child having this terrible disability, like, I never would have known her, I never would have held her, never would have hugged her, played with her, spent any time with her at all, let alone now you've given me over 6 years with her and over 3 years with my youngest daughter and, you know, been with my wife for over 12 years now. So it's just that level of gratitude that helps.
Yeah.
I don't know about, I can't speak for you, Mike and Becky, but on the most difficult days where your child is in pain or crying, and you don't know what's going on. The gratitude is what can get you by each day, you know, waking up with a sense of, I wasn't guaranteed today. I wasn't entitled today, you know, and I've said to God a lot recently, like, you've given me millions of great moments through my life. Like, I had a great childhood, a great upbringing, and I've had many things go right in my life. And you've given me millions of great moments. And, you know, I've had just a few really, really bad moments. And unfortunately, Marley is, you know, struggling with this disease. And that's one of the low points in my life. But it's also, she's obviously been one of the brightest gifts I could have ever had in my life. And so I owe each day, each moment I've had with her to God. I never would have had it, you know. And
well, you've got a great attitude.
How do you hold on for a minute, Matt. Mike and Becky, you give gratitude?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You bet.
There were days where we maybe didn't have so much. But yeah, absolutely. We're so grateful that Abby's in our life and for the joy that she brings and all the great times we've had with her and Sam. And, you know, I have tons of gratitude. And he's Matt's right. It does help you get through things.
Yeah.
To remember the things that are going well and have gone well.
Well, you cherish what you have in the form that you have.
Right.
You know, and for example, I still believe and want my daughter to be healed and whole. And that doesn't diminish that I accept her the way she is, but you can still accept somebody the way they are and then want them to have better, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd you deal with, you know, she's 20 years old, so you've had time to process this, but those early, as a dad, did you wrestle with anger at all, Mike?
I didn't have as much of an issue with it, I think, as Becky did in the beginning. Mm-hmm. I've dealt with more with it, I guess, more recently than than that. Yeah. Where, you know, in the beginning, I we kind of were in the Word of Faith movement. Mm-hmm. When our daughter was born. Mm-hmm. And so I just really felt like to be angry at God. And I really still believe this, that, you know, he isn't behind what happened to her. The world is what happened to her. You know, Jesus said in this world, you will have trouble. And just the fact that you're alive, who knows, any kind of issue could happen to anybody when they're born. And it does. And so, but yeah, my relationship with God has been touch and go. Right now it's go, but sometimes it's, you know, it's been, you know, this is really hard, God. I'm having a hard time.
Yeah. That's being human, isn't it?
It is. You're right. You just be real.
And I think for some of us who are listening, you know, like I think of myself and our family, we've been blessed in terms of not facing the kind of challenge. We all have challenges.
Of course.
But just to pause for a moment for those of us who are driving down the road today, griping about the little thing in our life today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ingrown toenail that's driving us nuts. Come on now. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And it's easy for us to complain and gripe and think God doesn't love us and it's not fair. And then we hear stories like you all have been sharing and we realize it's a different level. Which raises a question. You're talking about God healing. We know he does, but we also know sometimes he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's sovereign. He's going to do what he is going to do in our lives. And we need to accept that and learn that. But when you think about this process that you've been through, how has it impacted your relationship when you think about God in terms of why isn't he healing? I mean, why isn't he doing something to make this all better for us? Have you dealt with that?
Don't. He looked at me. Michael did and told me to go for it.
Well, I just looked at
Michael,
your take on this.
Michael, it's always Mike.
Yeah,
she
calls me Michael. My mother-in-law calls me Michael and my mother, and that's it.
Your sister calls you Michael.
Oh, yes, my sister. Everyone else is Mike.
All of the listeners are going to be calling you Michael from now on. So, all right. No, go ahead, Becky.
I'll just tell you, I had a really hard time those beginning years. I was really angry. I was really grieving. I had a lot of anxiety And it just felt like the world was crashing in. Like, it just wasn't what I had imagined. You know, and I was grieving the loss of the daughter that I thought I would have, you know.
And that you still do that.
I still do that.
I do that.
Yes, absolutely. I still do that. My friends now, their daughters are going off to college, and my daughter's not going to go off to college, you know, but she's happy and healthy and with us, and I'm grateful for that too. Mm-hmm. So, I've struggled off and on throughout the years. I think I'm in a better place now as we've gotten older, and honestly, just seeing how many things other people go through, you know, and realizing that it rains on everybody, you know.
Everyone's got their own cross.
Everybody's got things, and it varies, but, and just being so grateful, because I can see throughout the years how, despite it all, God has taken care of Abby. You know, he's helped us get whatever she needs, and that I'm very grateful for, and that has helped a lot. So, yeah, you can jump in anytime.
Well, I agree with what you just said. God has, like we said earlier on yesterday's show, having a special needs child is financially demanding, and God has somehow always come through. Yeah. And I'm so thankful
we've
for
always
that.
Had what we needed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mike and Becky Kankel-Fritz, my guest here yesterday and today, the parents of a profoundly disabled 20-year-old daughter, child with special needs, and Sam, who's 14.
Yes.
Both of them here upstairs. Sam getting ready to go back to school in 8th grade.
Yep.
Yep.
She likes school?
As much as a 14-year-old boy can like school, probably.
This past year was that awkward 7th grade year where you got all kids from different, you know, coming together. And it's like, wait a second, the friends I did have are hanging out with other kids. So that's, he's going through that typical situation. Yep.
Okay, we're going to take a break, come back. Erin wants to share her story in Kansas. Matt, thank you for talking to us, sharing your story with your daughter. And we'll continue to remember you and pray for you. Thank you for sharing that. We'll be back.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Hope is assured, but experiencing hope is optional. Hope is assured, but experiencing hope is optional. And what I mean by that is that we know our hope is in Christ. It's like this giant reservoir of hope. It's promised to us. It's never going to go away. It's been there in the past. It'll be there in the future. But it's like us circling this great reservoir of hope and deciding, am I going to partake of the hope that Christ has given me or not? So we can live our lives feeling hopeless and still go to heaven. Does that make sense? Our hope in Christ and our future is not dependent on how we feel or what we experience.
You know, that's an excerpt from the teaching this month, you know, on experiencing hope. We'd love to get it into your hands. Members, watch for it. It's already coming your way here mid-month. If you're not a part of the Intentional Living family, come and join us. Question is, why not? I mean, this is an opportunity to help us reach together more people for Christ through the arm of the ministry we call Intentional Living. And we have a special gift for those who join us this month. It's a classic by Henry Blackaby, Experiencing God. I wanted to get it to you. Handpick that book for
you.
It's
a really good book.
It's powerful, and it's our gift for you. When you go to theintentionallife.com, or you can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and press number 2, talk to our staff. Mike and Becky Kankel-Fritz joining me today, talking about the backstory of their own family, their 20-year-old daughter, Abby, who's profoundly disabled, their son, Sam. And of course, you hear Mike on Family Life Radio, many of you in the morning, Kankel-Fritz in the morning. But beyond that, by the way, you folks may not know that Mike runs all the broadcast operations for the ministry, brings such professionalism, but a heart
And, you know, I've commented to Donna before, I think part of the heart you bring is because of your own experiences in life. That's got to impact how you view what we do on the radio, I would think.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, you have a heart for the people you're talking to every day.
Oh, every listener is precious, and I just want them to be encouraged every single day, you know, to live more intentional life.
Yeah. Amen. All right, Miss Jennifer, you had a question during the break there. What was your question for Mike and Becky?
Well, I've had the privilege to meet Abby. She's such a beautiful young woman. But my question was, because she is now 20 years old, is she 20 mentally as well? Or does she have issues in that area?
We don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. She's definitely matured over the years, but we don't know what level that she's at, just because of communication issues.
Yeah, I mean, if you missed it earlier, she has a communication device that she can use to help communicate with us, but she can only use it so long where she's exhausted.
Also, she can only choose the things that we give her to choose.
Right.
So
it's like this menu system, and you listen for responses, and then you try to pick which one when you want. Well, by the way, through this system, we found out she loves to watch NASCAR.
She loves NASCAR.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. She loves racing.
Huh.
And it came through this whole thing, and she kept hitting racing.
Racing.
Oh, really? I want to watch racing. So I was like, do you want to watch this or that? And she kept hitting that. But we don't really know. You know, Jennifer, it's a good question in that at times I don't want her to be at that mental level. And here's why. I think of myself. And if I'm trapped in her body and it can't do what I want it to do, I would almost rather be more innocent and not feel that way. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd rather her be super tiny childlike to where this is her world and she's happy with it. But if I'm laying in bed and I can't get up because she can't, unless we go in there and help her, or this is the other thing that might drive you nuts. I can't itch this part of my body because my hand won't go there.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a lot of things that mentally, the mental part of that, I think would be hard to handle if you're 20 and you got your full faculties. Mm-hmm. Honestly, we don't know where she's at mentally.
Mm-hmm. Does that unknown, how do you deal with the unknown of what's going on with Abby?
I try not to think about it.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. I try not to think about it.
That's the kind of stuff that'll break your heart.
Right.
When you really can overanalyze.
You can.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I try to just deal with what we know and what we can help with.
Day to day.
Yep.
That's intentional living. You're talking about intentional living, guys. That's what you guys do every day. Very intentional. Doing the next right one thing.
Yes.
One thing every day. Staying focused. All right. Aaron's in Kansas. Welcome, Aaron. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Go right ahead.
I heard you guys on the radio yesterday talking, and I had this sense that God just wanted me to call in and share my testimony and hopefully be an encouragement to others. I don't know. Are you guys ready for this?
Go right ahead.
Okay. I have a 22-month-old son, and so he's a young one. He is the baby of three in our family. And we found out at our 22-week anatomy scan that he had a heart defect, and that a lot of times that coincides with Down syndrome. So then we had an amniocentesis to do genetic testing to see if he really did have Down syndrome. And my husband and I, both believers, just prayed and prayed and prayed that it would come back where he was a typical child and did not have Down syndrome. And I pleaded with God, and I never prayed harder in my life. And unfortunately, we got the call that he does have Down syndrome. And so I had all the emotions. Kind of like Becky had said, I was very angry, and I was mad at God. And I was angry, and I would scream out to him and just ask why he did this to us and why he didn't give us the child we wanted. And I was grieving and mourning the loss of the child I expected and not the child that was growing in my belly. Mm-hmm. And I was just really, really mad. And then, you know, that anger towards God eventually transitioned from an anger towards God to an anger towards sin. Mm-hmm. And that I was mad and I was so angry with sin and that there's sin in the world, because if there wasn't sin in the world, then my son would be typical.
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah. But yeah. All of these diseases and all of these genetic disorders and all of the issues that people have stems from sin. And yes, there's been sin in the world for years and years and years. Why do I think that I shouldn't have to deal with it?
Right.
Yeah. But I was so mad at that, mm-hmm. you know, and,
where are you today?
So to get to today, I was so angry when my child was born and I really had a hard time loving him. And, I was so mad and I didn't love him so much that as much as I am a believer in Christ and have never believed in abortion, I was considering abortion. And thankfully, I have a strong group of believers around me and in my family and my husband, and we did not choose that route. We chose life, and mm-hmm. he was born. And then I went down this deep, dark path while he was born to where I was considering taking my own life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's hard to imagine that being a believer and having a Savior, that you can come to the point of wanting to leave this world when mm-hmm. he gave everything for us to be in this world. Mm-hmm. And I really struggled with it. And so through help with my husband, he had made me reach out and get some mental health help. And I've been on medications and mm-hmm. seeing some counselors. And thankfully, I'm out of that dark pit. Mm-hmm. And I can now say that I love my son, and as many issues as he has, because he has a G-tube and hearing loss and vision loss, and he had open heart surgery at 4 months old, mm-hmm. and, you know, we continually get bad news as well, and we just, it seems like we don't get a break, but I'm mentally stable enough to now, you know, realize and know that I still don't know why God gave him to us, but I know that God gave him to us for a reason, and I get to see that. So I just hope that if anybody else going through this is in the early stages like I am, and they're in that mm-hmm. dark, deep pit, that they get encouragement, that they can get through it, and that I'm alive today because God pulled me through that pit. Mm-hmm. And my son Samson is now going to have a good life because I can be here to take care of him and my two other children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you, Erin, for sharing your story.
Yeah.
And as you listen there in Kansas every morning and you hear Kankel Fritz and friends on the air, you have a brother and sister in Christ that relate. She's early in the process, isn't mm-hmm. she? She's mm-hmm. a couple years into this. You're 20 years into it. It changes over time, I would think, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
It does.
Yeah.
I relate a lot to what she is saying. I remember one time very vividly, I don't know if I've ever told anybody other than Michael this story, but I remember us driving, I think, to my parents' house and just wishing a truck would hit us so mm-hmm. we could all go to heaven and Abby, you know, could run and play and just thinking like, I don't know if I can do this, you know. And thankfully, I too got some medication and got some help, and it helped me a lot at the time. So I really relate to that. And it takes some time, but you get into a new normal and then you know, I'm not in that place now, but definitely that's tough.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
His mercies are new every morning. And I guess that's a reminder, if you're feeling pretty overwhelmed today, to seek help, reach out and get some help for yourself.
Definitely.
Tomorrow's going to, I always tell people, tomorrow can be look a lot different than it does right now.
Definitely.
When that dark cloud.
Make it one more day.
Yeah. Dark cloud. You know what? We were going to take a break, but I'll tell you what, let's just stay here. And because we're going to, we have to close in a few minutes. You know, there's so many questions we really didn't get to. But the last 2 days, if you all missed yesterday, I hope you'll find the archives, listen to the first part of this with Mike and Becky and their story, and again today, and share this with others. I guess I'm just let you guys share in the last minute or two. What do you say to some families that are new in this process? Mm-hmm. How do you encourage them today?
I would say it's easy when you have a child diagnosed with disabilities to just crawl into a hole, because a lot of people can't understand what you're dealing with. And I don't think we really did this in the beginning, but there are opportunities to be with other families that have special needs, and I think you need each other.
Definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would encourage people to do that. 100%.
Sounds like you reached out and got some help.
You know what happened is yes, I did. But also we wound up moving out of state, and the church that we landed in, they had a great program for kids with disabilities and their families. And that was so helpful to me, because that was the first time I had a group, you know, and people who were further down the line as we were. And that was really helpful. Mm-hmm. I've had the opportunity to speak to a few people who've had children born with disabilities. And I always say, everything that you're feeling is 100% okay. You're going to feel guilt over having those feelings, but they're normal. Your feelings are fine, and everything is going to be okay. It's going to, you know, there's hard days and there's good days, but the good days will eventually outnumber the hard days, you know, and it is going to be fine, and it's going to be great, and it's okay if it's not great right now. That's what I always say.
Amen to that. Mike, Becky, thank you guys. Love you guys.
Thank you, Dr.
I think after hearing
that,
these couple days, even more of a bond of a ministry that we share together, and for what you do every day, and for our listeners on Family Life Radio that are hearing you every morning or online, maybe have a new appreciation for the ministry that this man has through the radio every day, and why he comes across with such passion and compassion.
And I couldn't do it without that woman over there.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
That's certainly true. Becky, thank you for joining us.
Sure. Thanks
for
having me.
And for bringing Abby and Sam here today as well.
Yes.
God bless you. We'll see you next time right here from Intentional Living.